USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United Nations is sounding the alarm over a report that shows 25 million children missing routine vaccinations last year. The report from UNICEF and the WHO says vaccination rates for illnesses including diphtheria and tetanus fell to their lowest level since 2008. The New York Medical Examiner's Office is saying Ivana Trump died of an accident. The first wife of former President Donald Trump passed away after having blunt force injuries to her body. She was found unresponsive in her Upper East Side apartment on Thursday. All sexual misconduct claims involving former Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson are being settled. Watson's attorney announcing confidential agreements between the team and 30 massage therapists have been reached. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Former President Trump is postponing a weekend rally in Arizona following the death of his first wife, Ivana. She passed away Thursday at the age of 73. On his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump announced that the rally set for Saturday will now happen next Friday. After his remarks from Saudi Arabia Friday, President Biden gets asked about comments from the wife of Jamal Khashoggi, a dissident Saudi journalist who was killed, where she blamed Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for Khashoggi's death, and that his next victim would be on President Biden's hands.
I'm sorry she feels that way. I was straightforward back then. I was straightforward today. This is a meeting. I didn't come here to meet with the Crown Prince. I came here to meet with the GCC and nine nations to deal with the security and the needs of the free world.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
COVID cases across the country continue to rise.
More than half of Americans now live in communities where the Center for Disease Control and Prevention urges indoor masking and other measures to curb a surge in COVID-19. This is all according to figures that were published by the agency. The 10 most populous counties moving from medium to high this week include Los Angeles County, Cook County, Illinois, Dallas County, Texas, Suffolk County, New York, Fulton County, Georgia, and Collin County, Texas. Federal health officials have been urging Americans to take precautions to curb the fast-spreading BA5 subvariant of Omicron, which is responsible for some two-thirds of cases, according to CDC estimates. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The legal team for the accused Tree of Life synagogue shooter in Pittsburgh is trying to keep him from potentially being executed. Lawyers for Robert Bowers arguing that qualifying jurors to consider the death penalty would create a jury that's inherently biased toward conviction and capital punishment. ESPN Plus is set to raise its monthly subscription price by $3. The Disney-owned streaming service will now cost $10 a month, compared to the current price of $7 per month. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.